The Archdiocese of Boston has brokered a tentative settlement with more than 500 people who say they were sexually abused by priests. The agreement calls for the Archdiocese to pay up to $85 million to settle lawsuits out of court. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyeroff reports on how the church will come up with the money.
The nation's fourth largest archdiocese is widely thought to be one of the wealthiest. But since the clergy sexual abuse scandal broke almost 2 years ago, weekly donations are down, contributions to the annual appeal are off target, and the archdiocese was forced to cut its operating budget by up to 60%. Now it must come up with $85 million to settle hundreds of civil lawsuits alleging clergy sexual abuse.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
One place it isn't going to come from, say church officials, is the parish collection basket. Marjorie Draper is a parishioner at St. Margaret's in Boston.
I'm sure a lot of people don't believe that, and that's why they've stopped coming or collections are down. But I'm hoping they'll come back because the church needs a lot of work.
St. Margaret's, like many inner-city parishes, struggles to maintain the church and pay its bills. The Finance Council of the Archdiocese is meeting in a few days to develop a settlement payment plan. First, the Archdiocese plans to take out a loan so it can pay the victims by Christmas. The awards are expected to range between $80,000 and $300,000. Church spokesman Father Christopher Coyne says the Archdiocese will repay the loan by selling property and collecting on insurance policies.
We're going to go after insurance settlement money very, very vigorously. And once we determine how much we can receive from that, we'll pursue other ways of getting the funding that we need.
An article in the diocesan newspaper, The Pilot, says church officials haven't reached an agreement with insurance carriers yet. The archdiocese has not made public the terms of its insurance policies or how much it's seeking in claims. The church's insurance companies, Travelers and Kemper, refuse to comment. Archbishop Sean O'Malley has made it clear he's willing to sue the insurance companies if they won't settle the claims. Tom Peisch, a trial lawyer with a specialty in defending insurance companies, says if the church sues, it might have a difficult case.
Typically, insurance contracts like this have exclusions in them for intentional behavior, for criminal behavior, and it sounds to me, I don't have any first-hand knowledge of this, but it sounds to me like the insurers are confident of their ability to persuade the courts that because the underlying conduct here was intentional and criminal, that the insurers have no obligation to defend it.
Numerous church documents show officials at the archdiocese knew dozens of priests were sexually abusing minors as far back as the 1950s. However, church financial documents also show that in previous years, the insurance companies paid out millions of dollars in quietly settled sexual abuse cases. If the Boston Church successfully sues its insurance carriers, Peisch says it will have an impact on dioceses around the country facing similar sexual abuse lawsuits.
Were I advising an insurer in a situation like this, I would very definitely have my eye on the national scene. And what does happen here indeed will have precedential value in other states. And I'm not at all surprised that the insurers appear to be taking a very hard line here.
If the church sells more property and sues its insurance carriers to pay the settlement, that might restore some parishioners' trust. Father Nick Saccone of St. Margaret's says now he sees their distrust written on donation checks.
I know firsthand that no parish funds are being used because those are funds that I administer. But we still, you know, will get people who are making donations through their offertory that write on their checks for parish use only with exclamation points.
Father Saccone says while his parishioners tell him they don't want to pay for the settlement, they are relieved the church has finally come to an agreement with victims of clergy sexual abuse. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyeroff in Boston.